Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This case was brought several months ago by a group of plaintiffs that included primarily some environmental organizations, some beekeeping groups, as well as several producers. The case was brought against EPA trying to force the Environmental Protection Agency to start regulating treated seeds as though they were pesticides themselves. This would have resulted in duplication of regulation, given that EPA already regulates all of the pesticides and other crop protection products, many of which are used to treat the seed before they're planted. But this was seen as unnecessary, burdensome regulation that could have had a far-reaching, substantial impact on how farmers are able to handle and use treated seeds.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The National Cotton Council, along with several other national commodity organizations, as well as CropLife and the American Seed Trade Association, intervened in the lawsuit on behalf of the EPA position and trying to defend the status quo for how these regulations are handled. So we were very pleased to see, again, this positive court ruling upholding EPA's position that the industry has been supportive of, and therefore not requiring any additional regulation of how treated seeds are handled or registered by EPA.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So this is a positive movement. One issue, fortunately, where production agriculture was on the winning side of this issue regarding EPA and environmental issues. And this is just another action, really, that stemmed from the continued focus on pollinator health and the need to determine what are the appropriate actions to take to try to deal with pollinator issues, but do so in a way that doesn't jeopardize or unfairly burden production agriculture. And so we're likely to see more similar issues like this in the future as this issue of pollinator health continues to be a top priority for a number of organizations.